Chapter 1. All my life, I knew what I wanted, or rather, what I didn't want. I didn't want the nightmares that plagued me to ever become reality again. I didn't want to return to the past, to live in fear, in constant doubt whether the ground beneath me would hold solid and firm. Ever since I was 12, I've known this. But it's strange how that thing you run from always finds a way of catching up with you. When you're not looking, it's suddenly there, tapping you on the shoulder, daring you to turn around. Sometimes you can't help yourself. You have to stop. You have to turn and look. You have to let yourself fall and hope for the best. Hope that when it's all over, you come out in one piece. Smoke billowed up from beneath the hood of my car in great plumes, a gray fog on the dark night. Slapping the steering wheel, I muttered a profanity and pulled to the side of the road. A quick glance confirmed that the temperature gauge was well into the red. Shit, shit, shit. I killed the engine with quick, angry movements, hoping that might miraculously stop the vehicle from overheating further. Grabbing my phone from the cup holder, I hopped out of the car into the crisp autumn night and stood well away from the vehicle. I knew nothing of engines, but I'd seen plenty of movies where the car blew up right after it started smoking. I wasn't taking any chances. I checked the time on my phone, 11:35. Not too late. I could call the Campbells. They would come and get me and give me a ride back to the dorm. But that still left my car alone out here on this road. I'd only have to deal with that later, and I already had a ton to do tomorrow. I might as well handle it now. I glanced at the quiet night around me. Crickets sang softly, and wind rustled through the branches. It wasn't exactly hopping with traffic. The Campbells lived on a few acres outside of town. I liked babysitting for them. It was a nice break from the bustle of the city. The old farmhouse felt like a real home, lived in and cozy, very traditional, with its old wood floors and stone fireplace that was always crackling at this time of year. It was like something out of a Norman Rockwell painting. The kind of life I craved to have someday. Only now, I didn't quite appreciate how isolated I felt on this country road. I rubbed my arms through my long, thin sleeves, wishing I had grabbed my sweatshirt before I left tonight. Barely October, and it was already getting cold. I stared grimly at my smoking car. I was going to need a tow truck. Sighing, I started scrolling through my phone, searching for tow trucks in the area. The lights of an oncoming car flashed in the distance, and I froze, debating what to do. The sudden insane idea to hide seized me, an old instinct, but familiar. This had horror movie written all over it, a girl all by herself, a lonely country road. I'd been the star of my own horror movie once upon a time. I wasn't up for a repeat. I moved off the road, situating myself behind my car. Not hiding exactly, but at least I wasn't standing out in the open, an obvious target. I tried to focus on the screen of my phone and look casual standing there. Like, if I ignored the approaching car, its inhabitant would somehow not notice me, or the smoking pile of metal. Without lifting my head, every part of me was tuned in to the slowing tires and the purring engine as the vehicle stopped. Of course they stopped. Sighing, I lifted my face, staring at a would-be serial killer. Or my rescuer. I knew that the latter was much more likely, but the whole scenario made me queasy, and I could only think of worst-case possibilities.